Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. As announced by the Senate Administration for Health, Nursing and Equality, a seventh Frauenhaus or women's shelter is to be opened in Berlin by the end of the year. According to State Secretary Barbara Koenig, the underlying reason is the increasing domestic violence during the coronavirus pandemic. She stated, quote, "We already created two emergency shelters in April, so women and their children have a good 150 places available there. We also want to create lasting security." The seventh women's shelter would create a further 55 places. The new shelter, specifically for women, will be converted at short notice from one of Berlin's already standing emergency shelters. According to the Senate administration, this will not be at the expense of the emergency shelters, as they were expanded by 50 places on November 1st, with more being planned. Parallel to the establishment of the seventh women's shelter, work is underway to establish an eighth in 2021 and a ninth in 2022. On Sunday afternoon, people walking across a field near the Schöner-Linderstraße exit of the Autobahn in the Französische Buchholz district of Pankow discovered human bones. Emergency units of the Berlin police were alerted to the find and were then engaged in forensic activities well into the evening. Coroners are now examining the specimens removed from the scene. No background to the find is known at this stage of the investigation. The second construction phase of the Mauer Park expansion is complete and opened yesterday afternoon, including a new entrance area and forecourt on Eberswalderstraße in Prenzlauer Berg. There are also remains of the former border fortifications between East and West Berlin, which stood there until reunification. During construction work, for example, an old vehicle barrier and an entrance to an escape tunnel were discovered. The Weinstein Tunnel was dug under a railroad shed in 1963, but was discovered before it could connect East and West Berlin. Both can now be seen together in an open-air exhibition. Since the expanded Mauer Park opened in June, new playgrounds and recreation green spaces have been added on just under 7 more hectares. The expansion was planned 25 years ago by landscape architect Gustav Lange, and the state-owned Grün Berlin was commissioned with the project development. Construction work began in June of 2016 at costs amounting to about 14 million euros. And now for a coronavirus update. As of yesterday morning, the number of daily coronavirus infections recorded in the whole of Germany had reached a new record level with more than 23,000 cases. The number of deaths in Germany from coronavirus infection is now at 11,226. In Berlin specifically, 39,620 people have been proven to be infected with the coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic, 295 people in Berlin have died as a result of the virus, and 24,368 patients are now considered to have recovered. 14,957 people are currently infected in Berlin. The 7-day incidence in Berlin is 188.2. Chancellor Merkel has set a target for Germany to return to a maximum of 50 cases in the 7-day incidence, allowing health authorities to again track contacts of all infected people. As a comparison, Berlin's most severely affected district, Neukölln, is currently at 323.4, and in Tempelhof-Schöneberg, the figure is 263.8. 276,000 corona rapid tests have been delivered to nursing homes and hospitals, and a total of 610,000 of these tests are currently available. According to State Secretary for Health Martin Motz, the Senate has ordered 6.1 million rapid tests from four different manufacturers, which are to arrive by the end of the year. And for the first quarter of next year, Berlin expects to receive another 6.5 million rapid tests. These particular tests are intended to relieve the health authorities in the tracking of corona infections and are to be used especially in high-risk facilities, including nursing homes and homeless assistance facilities as priority one, hospitals and outpatient care as priority two, and public health services and medical practices as priority three. At the same time, the health administration is preparing to set up vaccination centers where patients can receive vaccinations against corona if one becomes available. Here too, particularly vulnerable groups are to be treated first. Per Morgan Post reporting, the Senate expects the Ethics Council of the German government to present a list of priorities this week, which will clarify which groups should be treated first. In the past few days, the number of COVID-19 cases in intensive care treatment facilities in Berlin has increased significantly. Therefore, planned and elective surgeries and procedures at many Berlin hospitals are to be postponed. Yesterday marked the beginning of the second week of the partial lockdown across all of Germany. Restaurants, bars, clubs, theaters, pubs, operas, museums, cinemas, and fitness facilities are to remain closed until the end of November. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.